recap of the Open Championship at Royal Portrush. Recap of the Braves-Yankees series. We'll look ahead to a busy week for the Atlanta Braves as a trade deadline approaches, and they're just trying to win some baseball games. Plus, Faxon and I will be live for 3 days at ACC kickoff starting on Tuesday. What to expect from that event, the things we're going to be talking about, we will preview that for you. All on a busy Monday show. Don't miss it.
Texas said Sergeant Slaughter is like Dudley Do-Right.
Yes. That's who I was thinking, of looking up.
Dudley Do-Right. Another texter said Jay Leno. That's true too. But my favorite, Ramona, is actually this one. It's one word. Texter 419 says Chinocchio.
What is that? Is that a real thing or they're just saying that?
Ramona,
what is that?
Listen.
Yes.
Chinocchio.
Oh, like Pinocchio?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm busy.
Yeah, you are. You are busy. Ted said, if you had to pick one of the following to do in an MLB game, sing the national anthem, throw out the first pitch, or streak the outfield wearing only a Speedo and Lone Ranger mask, I think I'm taking throw out the first pitch. I think that would be my choice. I've said this many times. You know, I don't know whether I would do that. I don't know if anyone would want me to do that. But the one thing I would guarantee you is if I threw out a first pitch anywhere, I definitely would not bounce it halfway to home plate. There's no way. I mean, if anything, I would airmail the catcher because I'm not gonna be over social media airmailing or bouncing a ball halfway to home plate as some of these artists have been, some of these singers, hip artists, anything. None of them. I don't care. I've seen too many on mound tragedies that live forever with these first pitch throwouts. I promise you that wouldn't happen. If anything, I would throw it over the backstop. I mean, that's the way it would work. So yeah, that'd be my choice. And Texter, you have a lot of time on your hands to come up with that question. Kool-Aid Jim. We actually referenced Kool-Aid Jim earlier today. How are you, Kool-Aid Jim?
Oh my goodness, Claude. I'm sorry I missed it.
Yeah.
I got a new job and actually was able to break free today and get loose.
Good.
And I said, man, I got to call Walt.
Yes,
gotta
absolutely.
Call Walt and talk to him. Walt, I got to tell you, first, let me ask you, where was the reference? Do you remember?
Yeah, I said from 3 to 7, I now sound like Kool-Aid Jim. I pick Clemson to win the national to play for the national title. Way back in February 1st. I'm picking Cade Klubnik to win the Heisman, and I'm picking Peter Woods to win the Outland.
Goodness gracious, Walt! Yeah. I don't know if I'd go that far. My goodness! Hey, you know what? I'm gonna have to. Now that you've went there, I gotta go there with you.
Yeah, let's go.
So they're not bad picks by no means.
No,
I just don't know if I could. I mean, has there ever been that kind of trifecta?
I would need to actually think about that. I mean, look, to me, the way I view it, Jim, the two most storied awards in football, college football history, are the Outland and the Heisman.
I agree.
And Clemson has never won either. But I think Clemson has a very legitimate chance to win both this year, as well as competing for team honors, which, of course, if you have a player that's the Heisman leader and a player that's the Outland winner, you should be pretty good.
No, I agree. And Walt, I'm going to be honest with you. On that note, I've been trying to curb the enthusiasm in my old age. I'm trying to kind of taper off a little. But it's totally impossible when you start looking at the dynamics of this team.
Yeah.
I mean, this team is built to win a championship. There is no way around that. Now, whether it'll happen or not, I would say yeah, but of course the laws that be, you know, Murphy's Law comes in, we'll have to wait and see.
Well, but and Jim, look, the element of luck, which is a part of every champion, you know, you have to have that. And luck means luck is shown in many different ways. It's not just the bounce of a ball, but it's also injuries.
Exactly. Yes. That's definitely injury. You know, people don't think about 2018, but there was, you know, one key injury on the defensive line or one key injury at quarterback would have changed the whole dynamics of that team completely.
Yeah.
So, you know, there was, you know, we had depth in the middle, but we didn't have depth on the ends. Had we lost either one of those defensive ends, that's where I wonder what would have happened. So, in 18, that is. Yeah. But this year, man, it's just stacked up. The law of averages play out. Clemson's going to be a tough out for any team in the country.
Yeah, so, and you know, yeah. Jim, you know, I am always very realistic when it comes to Clemson. I put the Tigers 12th before last season. You know, I'm not one of these people who picks Clemson to win the national title every year. I picked the Tigers 12th, and I said they'd make the playoffs, squeeze in, win the ACC, and I put them, you know, just ahead of Miami and SMU, and that's what happened. We basically hit all of those. And so I'm the guy who is generally more conservative in this area, but starting February 1st, it was just obvious to me that the two teams that have more returning ability than any others and fewer questions were Clemson and Penn State, and I think those are the two teams that Penn State already has an injury, and you know, and more to be seen on that front because again, that's part of that luck element. But I thought so back February 1st and July 18th. I still think so. I think it's Clemson and Penn State for the national title.
Well, you know what, Walt? I'm going to say this. Toot your horn a little bit. I'm going to toot your horn a little bit. But you said the same thing about Ohio State last year.
Yeah.
And when everything's said and done with Ohio State, I'm going to be honest with you, I didn't think there was no way until they got in the playoffs. And all of a sudden, guess what? Ohio State was national champion. So – anybody want to argue, you know, I don't see what you can stack up against it.
Yeah. I appreciate that, Jim.
You know, and kudos, my man. Yeah. Listen, there is one thing I want to talk about real quick before I go. August the 1st, 2nd, and 3rd, they have been put together the Western tailgate, Western Gala, and then the Western Golf Tournament. That's the tailgate is the 1st, the gala the 2nd. And the tournament the 3rd, okay? This is all going to help the kids on the tailgate. This is the one I wanted to talk about. August the 1st, Western tailgate. Any Clemson fan out there that has children, go to the Best Western in Clemson, 5 p.m. to 11 p.m. They're going to be giving away school supplies. There's going to be games. There's going to be food. And guess what, Walt? My little man, DJ Reese Rocks, will be spinning the tunes for the event
awesome.
From 5 to 11. And I am so excited for that. I'll be there with him, but I didn't make the poster. So that'll tell you who the feature he is.
That's awesome,
but
Jim.
No, he is. Yes, and listen, though, everything is free.
How about that?
Everything is free. So bring those kids. It's going to be – and by the way, all of your Clemson legends are going to be there mingling. You should see Dabo. You can see present players. You'll see all of our legends, people like Donnell Wolford, Terry Allen.
Wow.
Yes, and many. Eldon Campbell, Wayne Buckingham, wow. We got Dale Davis. These type players are going to be there all 3 days. So look that up.
Yeah.
Go online, look up the Western Gala, and you will see all of the details. It's on Facebook. It's on Instagram. There's plenty of data. Go on there and look it up, and please, please, please attend. Especially on the first, come out there. We'll be there, me and my boy. Come say hello. I'd love to meet some of our guys on the radio that call in and get to know y'all personally, get to see you guys. And let me tell you, the little man, youngest professional DJ ever in the United States.
How about that? That's awesome, Jim.
That's DJ Reese Rocks.
All right.
And, all the proceeds, by the way, is going to the Clemson Alumni Association.
Yes, yes.
So definitely want to come out there and take place. They're going to have, Ramona, by the way, they're going to have purse bingo. And they're going to have all of your big, you know, coaches and all those big-time purses. I can't name them. I apologize. I'm driving, so I can't look it up.
No.
But y'all check that out for the ladies.
Absolutely.
It's very affordable to join in on that, and you win. Golly gracious, the prizes are extravagant.
How about that?
A lot of fun for everybody. Well, and hey, come by, man, before you go home.
Awesome, Jim. All right. Thank
Friday,
you, Jim.
Friday, August 1st.
Awesome.
Thank you, Jim. Guys. I love you guys.
Love you, too. I think you'd be hearing more about that on the station as well, judging by Ramona's reaction. All right, so we have still have lots to get to, and still have some more stories. We've got to get back to the my list of, in my opinion, the toughest schedules in college football as well. The offensive line stuff, it looks like we're not going to get to until next week. But, Ramona, we started this story, I want to say like a week ago, maybe last Friday. We started this story about the Australian woman who was, Erin Patterson, who was accused of murdering three members of her family and trying to kill her husband. She testified at her own hearing.
She did.
Yeah, she's a much bigger woman than she appeared in those first photos. I don't know. That must have been her modeling shot.
I need to find that again.
But this is the new article, Ramona, and there is actually a follow-up to this, okay? This article, Ramona, says four takeaways from Erin Patterson's testimony at her toxic mushroom triple murder trial. Listen to this. The Australian woman accused of killing her estranged husband's elderly relatives with toxic mushrooms in a home-cooked meal is sharing her story and dropping bombshells during multiple days of testimony in court. Erin Patterson, 50, is accused of intentionally putting deathcap mushrooms, which are among the most poisonous in the world, in beef Wellington dish she served at a July 2023 lunch at her home in the small town of Leongatha, some 85 miles from Melbourne. All four of her guests, her husband's parents and uncle, were hospitalized with gastrointestinal symptoms the following day. Three of them died the following week from altered liver function and multiple organ failure due to Amanita mushroom poisoning. Patterson was briefly hospitalized but did not have the same symptoms as any of her guests. She testified she had vomited that day after eating two-thirds of a cake they had brought. Patterson, mother of two, denies that the poisoning was deliberate and has pleaded not guilty to three counts of murder and one count of attempted murder. She faces life imprisoned if convicted. As Patterson's triple murder trial in the Victoria State Supreme Court unfolds, she has admitted, listen to this, Ramona, she has admitted to lying about certain details of her story, such as the cancer diagnosis she invited her guests over to tell them about.
Yeah, to get them over there.
Her previously undisclosed mushroom foraging hobby. Listen to that line, Ramona. Her previously undisclosed mushroom foraging hobby. In other words, this is a brand new story about her love of mushroom foraging.
Yeah.
And the fact that she had owned a food dehydrator but quickly disposed of it during the investigation. Even after you were discharged from the hospital, you did not tell a single person that there may have been foraged mushroom used in the meal, prosecutor Nanette Rogers asked her Friday. Instead, you got up, you drove your children to school, and drove home. Then you got rid of the dehydrator. Correct, Patterson replied.
Correct.
Correct.
She agreed with it.
Correct, she replied. So Patterson complained about her in-laws behind their backs. These are some of the biggest takeaways from her time on the witness stand, Ramon. One, Patterson complained about her in-laws constantly behind their backs. And this is
she's testifying to that?
Yes. Yeah, she's acknowledged.
Like she's not doing herself any favors.
She may not be the best witness in her defense.
Yeah.
Yeah. And this goes on and on. This stuff is hysterical. I thought his parents would want him to do the right thing, but it seems they're concerned about not wanting to feel uncomfortable and not wanting to get involved in their son's personal matters are overriding that. So blank them, F word. Read another message. These are the things she said about her in-laws.
Oh, this is on the stand or on social media or something?
Social media elsewhere. Under questioning, though, Patterson denied that the messages reflected her true feelings about Don and Gale. And she said simply venting. But Rogers accused her of having two faces, a public face or appearing to have a good relationship with Don and Gale, and a private face reflected in all of her insane Facebook messages. Patterson denied telling her guests she had cancer. Later, again, she admitted that she fabricated that. Patterson accepts that there were death cap mushrooms in the food. So she's acknowledged the death cap mushrooms somehow got in the food, but doesn't acknowledge that that she was the one who put them there. And finally, Patterson says she lied to authorities out of fear. Look, lady, the only one anyone had to fear was you.
It was her.
Right, was you. So that's the setup, Ramona. That is the setup on this whole deal. We gave you the original story. This is the follow-up about her testimony. And when we get back, we'll tell you the conclusion to this little episode because it has come to one. Walt Deptula, Road Rage, quick break.
Book your next party at Carson Steakhouse in Anderson with a large private dining room to suit all of life's celebrations, corporate and social group events. Host a family or school reunion to remember. Book your reservation and they handle the rest. Double fried chicken wings, fresh baked yeast rolls, hand-cut steaks, grilled teriyaki salmon, and fresh strawberry shortcake, just to name a few delicious menu items. Make your reservation today. Call 226-9400. Again, that's 226-9400. Carson Steakhouse, Anderson.
The best 13 to 16-year-old baseball players come together July 26th through August 2nd as Little League International presents the Senior League Baseball World Series at J.B. Owens Ballpark in Easley. See U.S. teams in action along with Asia, Europe, Australia, Latin America, and Canada. You can be part of this sports spectacular in person. July 26th through August 2nd, the Senior League Baseball World Series games daily at J.B. Owens Ballpark in Easley. Find out on social media under Senior League Baseball World Series.
Hey, hon, what's a Vermeer?
Really? Come on, everybody knows that. Vermeer builds vacuum excavation equipment that's changing how underground utility construction is done from right here in Greenville. Soft dig trenchless innovation that can expose underground utility lines without harming them, leaving a softer environmental impact than harsher, more traditional digging methods.
Whoa, you're smart.
Yep, everybody knows that too.
Visit Vermeer.com/dig to see what everyone's talking about.
Prepare for Clemson's first Tiger Town Throwdown. The Clemson Area Chamber of Commerce is hosting the ultimate indoor pickleball tournament fundraiser with action inside Clemson's private indoor tennis facility. 12 courts, bleachers, vendors, food trucks, and ice-cold air conditioning in August. It's August 1st through 3rd with adaptive kids and singles on Friday, men's and women's doubles Saturday, and mixed doubles Sunday. Divisions for all ages and levels from 3.0 to 4.5. Visit ClemsonChamber.org for more information.
Summer's right around the corner. Aren't you going to spend it on that same old dingy deck or dock? No, you're not, because you're the boss of you, and you've put it off too long. Whether you're a contractor or building it yourself, at Yoder's Building Services, we've got the best materials and expertise for any outdoor living project, especially yours. From Yellowwood brand pressure-treated pine to TimberTech composite and PVC decking, it's all here. Yoder's Building Services, where quality is a way of life. Visit us at goyoders.com.
Accidents happen. If you've been injured in a car, motorcycle, or boating accident, you need to seek legal help as soon as possible. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, can evaluate your case to help you get the full compensation you deserve. The call and the consultation are completely free. Don't wait. Call today. 864-654-3680. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, here for you.
Make living easy this summer with Kraft Stove Store and Patio, America's best in outdoor furniture. Make sure your outdoor space has everything it needs to impress your guests this summer with everything Kraft Stove Store and Patio can provide by Lloyd Flanders, Hanamint Summer Classics, and Palm Springs Rattan. You can special order anything you need for your patio, porch, and pool furniture with Craft Stove Store and Patio, located at 3002 Wade Hampton Boulevard in Taylor.
Craft Stove Store and Patio.
Hey, Joe Fortenball here. Whether you're locking in your home run picks or riding with your favorite golfers this summer, ESPN Bet is your sportsbook for all the action. Go from checking stats on your favorite teams and players to placing bets in just a few taps. Plus, new customers can get $100 in bonus bets when you make your first $10 wager. Download the ESPN Bet app and sign up with the promo code JOEQ to get started today. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. Offer not available in New York.
Hey, Green Goblin here. So you've got a clogged drain in your bathroom. Water in the sink's overstaying its welcome. You're spitting today's toothpaste on top of yesterday's toothpaste. You hope that it go away. Yeah, clogs don't just go away. I make them go away. I'm Green Goblin, the only clog dissolver you need. I'm bleach-free, safe for your pipes, and I work. Guaranteed or your money back. Because I never met a clog that was going to unclog itself. Green Goblin, let the gobbler get it.
Broadcasting live from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, this is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Your home for the Upstate's best sports talk radio 24 hours a day.
You guys are the best station in town.
You got the best radio station going.
You guys are the best, man.
We are The Roar, part of the ESPN family.
Aaron Patterson also standing on shaky ground. So the conclusion of the Aaron Patterson death cap mushroom family poisoning allegations. After nearly 2 years and a 9-week trial, a jury has found Aaron Patterson guilty in the murder and attempted murder of her estranged husband's elderly relatives, three of whom died after eating her home-cooked meal containing poisonous mushrooms. The 50-year-old mother of two is facing life in prison and will be sentenced later. In July of 23, Patterson hosted four guests, her husband's parents, aunt and uncle, for lunch at her home in the small town of Leongatha, about 85 miles from Melbourne. It's undisputed that she served them individual portions of home beef Wellington, a steak dish wrapped in pastry, usually with a paste of finely chopped mushrooms. And as Patterson herself testified during her trial, that paste contained death cap mushrooms, which are among the most poisonous in the world. All four guests were hospitalized with gastrointestinal symptoms the following day. Three of them died the following week from altered liver function and multiple organ failure due to Amanita mushroom poisoning. The sole survivor recovered after weeks in intensive care and went on to testify at Patterson's trial in Victoria State Supreme Court. So the bottom line, Ramona, is after 50 witnesses and 8 days of Patterson's testimony and this series of twists and turns, they got the killer.
She got guilty.
Yeah, they got her.
That's good.
Guilty, and she'll serve the rest of it.
She testified?
Yeah.
For eight days?
Yeah. And again, you know, I guess they must have felt they had to put her on the stands, but apparently, you know, her testimony basically sealed her fate.
Because
she admitted lying over and over and over again, and she tried to cover her tracks. Now, their claim was that she tried to cover tracks because she inadvertently put these death cap mushrooms in, and when everybody started dying,
she got scared,
and then she had to try and cover her tracks.
No.
Yeah, no. No, because again, I like that article from the line from the other article, which basically said, you know, her newfound hobby of mushroom foraging. Yeah,
right.
Yeah, and she just happened upon the death cap mushrooms.
Yeah,
like if I went out to forage mushrooms, I would have no idea, but I'm pretty sure I wouldn't wind up first with the death cap mushrooms. I don't know. I'm not going to try. See,
I thought you'd go to the grocery store.
Right.
If you have no experience,
if this is a brand new hobby to you, you probably don't go out and forage for mushrooms and then put them in your relative's beef Wellington.
Yeah.
You probably don't do that.
Didn't she put a little bit in hers to make it?
I don't think so. No, she claims she got sick from eating a cake.
Oh, that's right. That they brought.
That
so
they
it's
brought.
Their fault.
Yeah, she tried to make it their fault. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, again, it's apparently National Idiot Day, and we had the other idiot, now we have this idiot. And you know, the thing is, this is just a tip to you if you're planning on murdering your relatives. I mean, you know, I don't think it's the best idea. I wouldn't advise doing
it. Not the best idea.
Yeah, I don't think it's the best idea. Now, I don't know all your relatives, but but having said that, just a novel thought, you probably don't want to write a bunch of FUs and F thems and blank this on Facebook before doing so.
Right. So it looks like you hit their guts.
Right.
I know.
Right. She probably would have had a better case if her Facebook page demonstrated a long-term love of family.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes, probably would have had a much better case. I'm guessing that sort of condemned her to some degree. So that little episode has come to a conclusion. But don't think that we are in an idiot-free zone, because we aren't. There's more. Because there's more. But before we get to that, Ramona, we're going back to the 10 toughest schedules, the 11 toughest schedules in college football, according to me. All right. 11 was Bama. 10 is South Carolina. 9 is Kentucky. And we are at number 8, Ramona. Is that right? Number 8. Number 8 is Florida. You know, I know the Gators are going to have this great rebound season, but you have a couple problems. You have an injured quarterback that seems prone to injury. You have a lot of pressure on Billy Napier. And according to me, you have the 8th toughest schedule. Now, again, I did this 3 weeks ago, so we're taking sort of a fresh look at this now on 7-18. So far, the only thing we've flipped is Kentucky and South Carolina. Florida opens up, Ramona. Make sure you have these schedules up.
I will.
In fact, you can go through the schedule. Since
you read it?
Yeah.
Okay, Florida's LIU.
Yeah, Long Island University. So obviously that's a win. I have no idea how Florida winds up playing Long Island University. I don't know how anybody winds up playing Long Island University, but I guess you have to take your opponents where you can find them.
Okay, and then you have USF home.
Yeah, South Florida, second game. Obviously, all those kids know each other. South Florida is always good athletically. That game is probably going to be much tougher than it seems on paper. So, yeah.
LSU
is game yes. 3. So this mm-hmm. is where the trouble in this schedule begins.
Okay, at Miami.
And it doesn't get any easier. So Florida's second game of the year is an in-state rival in South Florida. Then the third game of the year is at LSU with Garrett Nussmeier. The fourth game of the year is at Miami with Carson Beck. And then, Ramona, Johnny, tell them what they can win in the next home game.
They have Texas the next
game. Right. So coming off at LSU and at Miami in games 3 and 4 of the season, game 5 of the season is a home game against Texas. That's no gouda. That's very difficult for Billy Napier, who needs a really productive season. Remember, our good friend Robert told us that Florida was going to sweep all these games in this section. Remember that? He did.
Did he really?
Yes, he did. That was a while ago. Maybe he wants to rescind that prediction. I don't know. All right, Ramona, next game.
They're at Texas A&M.
That's not what mine says.
After Texas, they're at Texas A&M. What does yours say? Mississippi State, because that's the next one.
It does. It says Mississippi State. So maybe
you just skipped.
So I left one out.
Yeah.
Okay. That makes sense, because it was a 4-game stretch that Robert said they were going to sweep, which I just didn't think was possible. So, all right. So that makes more sense. All right. So I left one out. So the next game is at Texas A&M.
Yes.
All right. So Florida, game 3, 4, 5, and 6 is at LSU, at Miami, home to Texas, and then add Texas A&M.
Right.
This is at the start of the season, basically. That's not good. That's not good for Billy Napier. That's not good for Florida. All right, they finally get a break, Ramona, in the next contest.
Okay, then they have Mississippi State.
Right. But the next game, Ramona, the break is in. Over.
Okay, they have Georgia.
Georgia,
in
right.
Jacksonville.
In the world's largest outdoor cocktail party, no matter whether they like us saying that or not. All right, so in a six-game stretch, they have at LSU, at Miami, home to Texas, at Texas A&M, a little break in Mississippi State before they play Georgia. That's brutal. There's no way around that. That's absolutely brutal. Then they, Ramona, where do they go next?
Then they're at Kentucky.
Right. So that's the one that they can get a win in.
And then at Mississippi.
At Ole Miss. That's no good either.
And then they have Tennessee at home. And then Florida State at home.
Right. So those last two games a little better in terms of Florida's overall schedule. But will there be anything left of Florida by that point? You know, we don't know. Now, again, Robert has them winning all four of those games. I put the chances of Florida winning all four of those games at absolute zero.
Not even a little bit.
Not even a little bit. Absolute zero. No chance on God's green earth that Florida is winning all those games. It's just not going to happen. All right, Ramona. Florida was number eight. Who is number seven? Seven is Vanderbilt. You know, Diego Pavia better be good. He better be right. You know, Diego said he's came back to win the national championship. So let's friggin' go. Let's see whether Diego's going to win the national championship. Vandy, Ramona, go ahead.
Okay, their first game is Charleston Southern.
Yes, they will destroy Charleston Southern. That is a fact. They will humiliate and destroy them. That Charleston Southern is going to get a nice payday for getting their brains beat in. Probably like 65-0.
And then they're at Virginia Tech.
At Virginia Tech.
Uh-huh.
Rematch of last year. So a relatively tough game, too, on the road in Blacksburg at Virginia Tech.
And then they're at South Carolina.
Yeah, much tougher. At South Carolina. Very tough game in game three of the year.
And then they have Georgia State at home.
Georgia State, who they lost to in a shocker last year. But you know, a relatively easy game in theory.
Okay, Utah State at home.
Utah State. So a relatively easy. So far, Ramona, this seems sort of innocuous. This seems relatively easy compared to these other schedules. Charleston Southern at Virginia Tech at South Carolina. Not that's easy. That's going to be a loss probably. Georgia State and Utah State.
And then they're at Alabama.
Wait. Huh? No, not yet.
Oh.
Because now the fun begins, all right? They cleared that little section, and some of you, this is like the 27-year-old Chinese guy in the mountain. You know, so far, it doesn't sound as bad as you made it seem, Walt. So far. All right, let's go.
Okay, at Alabama.
At Alabama.
Yeah.
That's all.
All right. LSU at home.
LSU at home.
Missouri at home.
Missouri at home.
At Texas.
And you say at Texas. Is that what you say?
That's
at
what
Texas?
I said.
At Texas.
Okay. And then Auburn at home.
Auburn at home.
Kentucky at home.
Kentucky at home.
And then at Tennessee.
At Tennessee. So this little stretch right here, at Bama, LSU at home, Missouri at home, at Texas, Auburn at home, Kentucky at home, at Tennessee. That does not sound. Diego Pavia is going to have to be really, really good. So Vandy. Is on my list with the, what do we say, the seven toughest schedule.
Seven.
All right. Number six on my list, Ramona, of the toughest schedules in the country. Number six is Brent Venables, Oklahoma Sooners. Oklahoma schedule, Ramona, go ahead.
Okay, their first game is Illinois State.
Yes, now that sounds easy, right? Illinois State, so that's easy. So 1-0 and no harm, no foul so far.
Okay, Michigan at home.
Second game of the year, you play the storied Michigan Wolverines at home.
At Temple.
At Temple, which I don't understand at all. I don't understand how Oklahoma winds up playing at Temple. It's very surprising. Oklahoma should never go play at Temple. All right, but so far, you know, again, Michigan, you know, very difficult opponent, game two. But the other two are cake.
Okay, Okay, Auburn and
Auburn home. At home. Okay, Auburn, I have a top 25 team this year.
Okay, Kent State at home.
Kent State, you know, they have a depleted program. So this doesn't sound so bad so far.
And then they have Texas and Dallas.
Texas and Dallas.
And then they're then they're at South Carolina.
At South Carolina, you say, yes.
Yes, and then Mississippi at home.
Ole Miss at home.
And then at Tennessee.
At Tennessee, you say.
At Alabama.
At Alabama.
Missouri at home.
Missouri at home.
And LSU at home.
Okay, so once you round the corner, you get past that Michigan game. And again, Michigan, very tough OC game. But once you round that corner, you pass that Temple game, the rest of this schedule has Auburn, Texas, at South Carolina, Ole Miss, at Tennessee, at Bama, Missouri, and LSU. That's pretty brutal. Look, John Mateer is going to be really good. He's going to have to be really good. That the Oklahoma defense is going to be top five in the nation. They're going to have to be top five in the nation because this schedule is very, very challenging, without question. All right, Ramona, number five. See, this is not good. It's not good that that a team as bad as Mississippi State has the fifth toughest schedule in the country. That seems like almost unfair. We'll talk about what makes Mississippi State's schedule the fifth toughest when we get back. Quick break.
No one wants it to happen to them, but unfortunately, chances are good that at some point, it'll happen to you. Roof troubles. It's one of the most important parts of your biggest investment. So when you need repairs or a new installation, you need someone who you can trust to get the job done right. You need Joe Robertson & Son Roofing.
As a family-owned and operated roofing company since 1965, Joe Robertson & Son have built a reputation for quality craftsmanship. It's why thousands of upstate home and business owners have chosen them for their roofing needs. Beyond providing quality work they're proud to stand by, Joe Robertson & Son Roofing also takes a client-first approach to their job. That means quality roofing, fair pricing, and complete customer satisfaction. Put it all together, and it's easy to see why they're the upstate's premier roofing provider.
You can't cut corners when it comes to roof repairs and installation, so go with the trusted name in the upstate. Go with Joe Robertson & Son Roofing. Get started today by visiting them online at robertsonroofing.net.
When you're hiring, have you ever felt like you're missing out on meeting truly great candidates for your roles? It seems impossible to find them, but they have to be out there somewhere, right? Well, they're not hard to find when you know where to go, and that place is ZipRecruiter. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day. And because these people are actively looking for jobs just like yours, it's easy to find the right person right away. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. But if you're not using ZipRecruiter, you're missing out. So see what it's like when the impossible is easy. When you go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. Once again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Never miss out on great candidates with ZipRecruiter.
I want to learn how to cook, but I keep ordering takeout.
I plan to rearrange my closet, but I stopped after picking the clothes up off the floor.
Accomplishing goals is hard. But when your goal is to learn a new language, Babbel makes it easy. In just 15 minutes a day, Babbel's award-winning language learning app will help you start speaking another language. Start having conversations in as little as 3 weeks.
Comment tu t'appelles?
Comment tu t'appelles?
Vous êtes où?
Vous êtes où?
Babbel's bite-sized lessons make it easy to learn words and phrases you'll actually use. So when someone asks,
how's your French going?
You can say,
Babbel est amusant et facilite grandement l'apprentissage d'une nouvelle langue. Et cela ne prend que 15 minutes par jour.
When you want to really learn another language, it starts with Babbel. Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. Just go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Danny Ford here for my good friends at Bennett Equipment, who have stood the test of time selling and renting construction equipment for 25 years now. Bennett is one of the top five dealers in the country for Takeuchi compact equipment. And when you deal with Bennett and Takeuchi, you get the quality, dependability, and service you expect and deserve. So call or stop by today and tell them Danny Ford sent you. Take it from me. When you need equipment, buy it or rent it from Bennett.
The ultimate tribute to the Eagles is landing in Walhalla. Seven Bridges recreates the legendary sound of the Eagles with stunning accuracy. No backing tracks, no gimmicks, just pure rock and roll magic. From chart-topping hits to Joe Walsh deep cuts, it's a concert that thrills casual fans and diehards alike. Catch this powerhouse band live on stage August 22nd and 23rd at the Walhalla Performing Arts Center. Tickets available now at WalhallaPack.com. One incredible show, two unforgettable nights. Don't miss it.
What's going on, everybody? Fax and Childress here from Fax on Sports. I'll be live alongside John Haidt from 9 a.m. to noon, as always, this Monday. Excited for the Monday edition of the program. Braves talk after a weekend series with the Yankees. Open championship talk, as we'll have a winner on Monday morning. But most importantly, I'll be in Charlotte next week at ACC kickoff. Excited to bring you guys exclusive content, interviews, and more from some of the ACC's best, including Clemson's very own. You won't want to miss the entire week of shows on the Roar. Very excited for this upcoming college football season and to get things kicked off in Charlotte.
The Roar, the only media outlet where you won't need a two-step authentication to access.
It's gonna be exciting.
The Roar, where every day's game day.
Where it began, I can't begin to know it, but then I know it's growing strong.
Let's go, because we have a lot to get to. Texas says you need to move Florida up. Schedule's harder than Vandy and about the same as Oklahoma, maybe harder. What's Florida's win total? I heard maybe five wins. It's higher than that. I don't remember what their win total was. I didn't think I offered any play on that. I don't know about that. I mean, I think these are all, at this point, these schedules are all very close. Very close in degree of difficulty. It's a little bit subjective, but I'm pretty comfortable with how it is. But again, Florida's schedule is difficult. Where did we have Florida at 8, Vandy at 7,
Florida's 8.
Oklahoma is 6. You know, I think the Michigan game for Oklahoma is a difference maker as an OOC game. I think that tilts it a little. And then, you know, their road games, they have the Texas game neutral, but they have road games at South Carolina, at Tennessee, at Alabama. It's pretty brutal. They have home games against Auburn and obviously the Texas game neutral, Ole Miss, LSU, Missouri. That schedule's pretty brutal. There aren't many easy outs on that schedule. All right, let's move from on, because I want to actually finish this.
Okay.
I have some other Friday stories, but I think we're gonna have to skip them.
Okay.
Yeah. Number.
Where we got to do Mississippi State.
Yeah, number 5, Mississippi State.
Yeah.
So let's see about a month ago, 3 weeks ago, why I put Mississippi State at number 5. Go ahead.
Okay, their first game is at Southern Miss.
Okay. A relatively tough game for first game.
Arizona State at home.
Yeah, that's very tough. Arizona State, now in my mind, the favorite to win the Big 12. So they're going to play Arizona State. It is at home, but I wouldn't want to play Arizona State in game 2 of the season. I mean, Arizona State gave Texas all they could handle last year, and they were missing their top receiver. They're not now.
Alcorn State.
Okay,
home.
A gimme.
NIU home.
Northern Illinois. All right, so, you know, Northern Illinois, a pretty good football team. But the only thing of note in those first four games is Arizona State. That's a significant game. Those other three are all basically cake-type games overall. So Mississippi State, in theory, could be, you know, 3-1 after four games. It's what happens after that that makes Mississippi State number 5 on my toughest schedules in the country list. What happens after that, Ramona?
Tennessee at home.
Tennessee at home.
At Texas A&M.
Did you say at A&M? Is that what you said? At A&M.
At Florida.
At Florida. Okay, so once they play Tennessee at home, at A&M, at Florida, they come home and get a break, right?
No, they play Texas.
Yeah, no, they play Texas. Yeah. And but after Texas, they get a break, right?
No, I don't know. They play Arkansas. They're at Arkansas.
Yeah, they're at Arkansas, yes, at the Fighting Taylor Greens. All right. And but when they come home from Arkansas, they get a break.
Yeah, they play Georgia.
No, that's not a break. They play Georgia. All right, but after playing Georgia, they get a break.
No, they're at Missouri.
They're at Missouri. But after playing at Missouri, they come home and get a break.
They have Mississippi.
They have Mississippi at home. All right. So the remainder of this schedule, after that fourth game against Northern Illinois, the final eight games on the Mississippi State schedule are Tennessee at Texas A&M, at Florida, home to Texas, at Arkansas, Georgia, at Missouri, and Ole Miss. Okay, that sucks out loud. All right, that schedule from a Mississippi State standpoint, I mean, that is brutal and that is unfair. That schedule is ridiculous. That's eight games in a row. I mean, I guess you could say at Arkansas isn't a killer, but I sort of think it is. I mean, they're 0-8. In that stretch, aren't they? At least on paper, they're 0-8 in that stretch. That's just a brutal stretch of eight games. There's no way around that. I mean, I don't know. Maybe I don't have them high enough. I mean, because that schedule just sucks out loud from their perspective. But, Ramona, at least the way I thought about this 3 weeks ago, there were still more difficult schedules, even than Mississippi State's. And one of those schedules, Ramona, would be number four on my list. Number four, Ramona. Purdue. Oh, yes. That's Sam's team, right? Sam's team. Purdue. Not only do they lose Will Held, but they have a brutal schedule. Well, thanks for that. All right.
Ball State at home.
Let me see. Where's okay, yeah. Ball State at home. Okay, that's a nice cozy game. The Fighting David Letterman's nice cozy game. All right.
Southern Illinois at home.
Do you know who Southern Illinois' most famous alum is?
No.
From a sports standpoint?
No, do not.
Their most famous alum is Walt Clyde Frazier. He was a Southern Illinois Saluki. So the Fighting Walt Frazier's. So Ball State and Southern Illinois. That pretty much sucks. Just to confirm, Ramona, I have a texter 706. I guess a Georgia fan who said that Georgia doesn't play Mississippi State, but I have them as playing Mississippi State, and so do you. Oh, he just wrote back and said, "Sorry, he's wrong."
Okay, good, because I already closed that one.
Yeah.
I don't want to go back.
It's late Friday. Ramona's not interested in. She's not interested in reclimbing Mount Fuji.
I'm not. I would not go back for my phone.
That's right.
I left my purse here one night and didn't go back for it.
That's what I'm saying. All right. You know, not that there'd be anything in your purse.
That's true. I said, let him have it.
All right. Now, where do we leave off? Purdue. Okay,
Purdue.
So far, I'm a liar on Purdue. Ball State and Southern Illinois.
Right, and then USC at home.
Yeah, USC. They sort of suck, but you know they're not. But they're not Ball State and Southern Illinois. So it gets tougher. USC.
Okay, and then they're at Notre Dame.
Okay, so this is where the fun begins. All right, game four of the year for Purdue is at Notre Dame.
Yes, and then Illinois at home.
And then they come home to play an Illinois team that a lot of people are putting in the top 10 or certainly the top 20. So those are back-to-back, really difficult games. All right, next
game. At Minnesota.
It was very good and very tough at home, and so that's challenging.
At Northwestern.
At Northwestern, not great, but again, on the road.
Rutgers at home.
Rutgers at home, you know, they should be pretty good, pretty tough.
At Michigan.
At Michigan, you said.
Yes.
At Michigan. Okay, mm-hmm. Yes. And then you get a little break, though, after at Michigan, right, when you come home?
No, they have Ohio State
at home.
You
play Ohio State at home after playing at Michigan.
Right.
But you get a break next because you get to play.
They're at Washington.
At Washington, who I'm projecting to be, you know, a top 30 caliber football team. And then finally, the last game of the year.
Is Indiana.
Indiana, a team that won 11 games last year. So no real breaks for Purdue here. Purdue, on a schedule that's really difficult. Purdue will play Ohio State, who's a top 10 team. They will play Notre Dame. They will play Michigan, and Indiana and Illinois and at Washington. And again, even if you count Southern Cal, which I guess you have to some degree, once you move past those first two games, the next 10 games for Purdue are pretty brutal. There's no way around that. USC, at Notre Dame, Illinois. I mean, these are all quality teams. At Minnesota, at Michigan, home to Ohio State, at Washington, home to Indiana. No thanks. That schedule is worthy of being number four. Then there were three, Ramona. Number three. Texter said, I'm crazy. I just don't remember that game. That happens to me sometimes. I think I know like a schedule and I'm like, no, they don't play them. And then, you know, you find out they do. No worries, 706. Number three was Arkansas. All right, Ramona.
Okay, Alabama A&M.
Okay, they suck, yeah, so it's good.
Then they have Arkansas State.
Oh, Walt must be lying again. That's an easy start.
And then at... what? Then at Mississippi.
Oh, it's at Ole Miss in game three.
Then at Memphis.
At Memphis. Not just Memphis, but at Memphis. Memphis, who's a better program, and Arkansas, for some reason, is going to play at Memphis. So game three is at Ole Miss, and game four is at Memphis. But, Ramona, no worries, because in game five, they're going to get a break.
No, they have Notre Dame.
No, they have Notre Dame at home.
At home.
Okay, but game six, they'll get a break.
No, they're at Tennessee.
No, at Tennessee. But game seven, they'll get a break.
No, they have Texas A&M at home.
Okay, game eight, they'll get a break.
No, they have Auburn at home.
Auburn at home. Game nine, they actually are going to get a break.
They are. This is Mississippi State.
Yes, and in game 10, they have to get at least two breaks in a row, right?
They're at LSU.
At LSU, you say. At LSU. Yeah. Not just LSU, but at LSU. So surely after at LSU, they get a break.
No, they're at Texas.
At Texas.
This is bad.
And then they'll get a break in the last one, though. Right?
No. In Missouri.
They come home to play Missouri. Yeah.
That's terrible.
Yeah, that schedule is brutal. It's absolutely brutal for Arkansas. The last 10 games of this team's schedule, at Ole Miss, at Memphis. They can't even play Memphis at home. At Ole Miss, at Memphis, Notre Dame, at Tennessee, Texas A&M, Auburn. The one break they get, Mississippi State, at LSU, at Texas, and home to play Missouri. That sucks out loud. That schedule is... Texas said, I fear for Sam Pittman, LOL. Right. I mean, that schedule is absolutely brutal. Awful. I mean, one of the worst ever. Arkansas. You know, Talen Green... Look, I think Talen Green's really good and has a chance to be a round one draft pick. He better be really good. He better 100% be really good. Let me see if I can find number two. Number two, Ramona. Number two is Wisconsin. All right, Ramona. So we start out with, go ahead.
Okay, their first game is Miami of Ohio.
Yes, Miami of Ohio. Okay, so really cozy first game. So I must be lying again because that's easy.
Middle Tennessee.
Oh, yeah, and they suck. So we sort of suck. And so those are two easy games. So Walt must be wrong about Wisconsin.
Then they're at Alabama.
At Alabama, you say, in game three.
Yeah.
Who do they have in game four?
Maryland.
Home. Okay. And Maryland's actually talking some noise. So we'll find out. But the next game, who's next?
At Michigan.
At Michigan. All right. But they'll get a break following at Bama and at Michigan. They're going to get a break in the next game, right?
Iowa at home.
No, no break. Iowa at home. But after Iowa, they'll certainly get a break.
No, they have Ohio State at home.
All right, but after Ohio State, they have to get a break.
Then they're at Oregon.
At Oregon. Yes. And okay. Then after at Oregon.
They have Washington.
Washington
home.
At home. And then
at Indiana.
At Indiana.
And Illinois at home.
Illinois, it's a top 25 team, as is Indiana.
And then at Minnesota.
Yeah, no thanks. Wisconsin, our boy Luke Fickell has got enough problems. He has a bigger problem now with that schedule. He's at Bama. He's at Michigan. He has Iowa at home. He has Ohio State at home. He's at Oregon, Washington, at Indiana, Illinois, and at Minnesota. That is just absolutely terrible. So that's got to be the worst schedule in the country, Rhoda, right? No.
There's no, you got one more.
There's actually one that's worse. Number one, Ramona. Rutgers. The Fighting Greg Schianos. All right, Ramona, so who do they start out
ready?
With?
The first one's Ohio.
Ohio. Walt must be lying.
And then Miami of Ohio.
Miami of Ohio. Walt definitely lying now. There's no way that can be the most toughest schedule in the country off of those first two games. That's impossible, Walt.
And then Norfolk State.
Okay, so through three games, this team has played absolutely nobody. So this cannot be. There's no way, Walt, you're lying. This cannot be the toughest schedule in the country.
And then Iowa at home.
And
then at Minnesota. At Washington.
Oregon at home.
At Purdue.
At Illinois.
Maryland at home.
But they're going to break in the next one.
No, at Ohio State.
But they will get a break after at Ohio State.
Penn State at home.
So Rutgers, in a nine-game stretch, in addition to playing Iowa and at Minnesota and at Washington and at Illinois, they're also going to play in that nine-game stretch Oregon, Ohio State, and Penn State. They're going to play almost definitely, the three best teams in the best league in the country in a seven-game stretch. In a six-game stretch, in addition to all the ats and the Iowas and the at Minnesotas and the at Washingtons and the at Illinois, they are going to play Oregon at Ohio State and come home to play Penn State in a six-game stretch. That is positively brutal. Brutal. All those teams have a really difficult road. We're done. Enjoy your weekend. Stay safe.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
.99% network reliability and speeds faster than a base runner beating the throw to home plate.
I stream on my TV, tablets, even my smart fridge.
With all those games, we gotta refuel.
Stream live baseball with Wi-Fi built for the biggest moments. Xfinity. Restrictions apply. Actual speeds vary, not guaranteed.
You're listening to Atlanta Braves Baseball right here on the Roar. 105.5 and 97.5 FM, where every day is game day.